Good morning, Celeste Headley here with John Hockenberry. We're going to continue the conversation with E.O. Wilson and Rebecca Costa in just a moment. But first, we want to check in on one of our top stories right now. At 47 minutes after the hour, we're going to go to Paris, where workers are striking on the streets of Paris. We're joined now by Christian Fraser, a Paris correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning. Welcome to a very noisy Paris. We are heading on for our sixth big demonstration here today, and the union's already congregating here in the Place d'Italie.
Well, explain this to me. There's some violent conflicts. We've getting reports that students are actually throwing stones at the police. And all of the protests are not violent, right?
No, I mean, we've seen some fairly good-humoured protests over the last couple of months. The public support still full square behind the unions, but it has descended into violence a couple of occasions in the last week. I think that can be explained by the student protest that has joined in. Over 1,000 schools have been closed over the last week, and a lot of young people joining the marches through the city. And, of course, when they join, it gets a bit more boisterous and certainly a lot more combustible.
Well, it has it crippled the systems there? Are the airports shut down? Are the public services shut down?
Well, it's a very difficult day if you're a commuter travelling through Paris or travelling around the city today. There are huge queues on the forecourts of petrol stations, 2,500 of them. That's about 20% of the petrol stations around the country will run dry this evening. 50% of the flights have been cancelled at Orly Airport in Paris, and trains have been badly disrupted as well. So very difficult if you're moving around. But of course, the biggest concern for the government will be the strikes at the oil refineries. There are 12 in France, and all of them are closed down. The government now having to turn to emergency reserves of fuel to supply the demand.
And Christian, this is all over the Nicolas Sarkozy, the French president's plan to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62. 2 years doesn't seem like a lot.
No, it seems like a fairly generous system when you compare it to other pension systems around Europe in particular. But really, that's the headline figure. Most people will have to work 41 and a half years to get a full pension. And the students in particular feel a little bit aggrieved about that because they don't start their work time until they're 25 or 26, and they feel they're going to be working closer to their 70s by the time they get a full pension. Moreover, they would say if you make people work longer to get their pension, you keep older people in the workplace, which means fewer jobs for us.
Christian Fraser, Paris correspondent for our partner, the BBC, is talking about worker strikes on the streets of Paris. Those are some of the news stories that we're watching this morning.